Well, 28 restaurants, one street. Everything from birria fries to French rabbit sausage. Yes, you heard that right. Taste of Galesburg turns 40 Thursday, taking over Simmons Street from 4 o'clock to 10 o'clock p.m. with food, three live music acts, kids activities, a raffle worth up to $1,000. So here to preview everything that you can expect coming up this year, Craig Boynton, the man behind the lead organizer, Craig Boynton, of course, and well as the man that's been with it from the very beginning, Landmark Cafe and Crêperie owner, Phil Dickinson. So Craig and Phil, welcome back. Good to see you guys.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you.
And let's jump into it, Craig. We'll start with you. 40 year, that's quite the milestone. So, you know, what does it mean to reach that number?
I think it's a huge compliment to Galesburg and all the restaurants involved. We have a very eclectic group of restaurants in our community, and our citizens definitely support them.
You know, Phil, you've been with it since day one. What do you remember about that inaugural taste, and how is it different from what we see today?
Well, it was actually, I think it was Jim Hankus and I think Jay Matson and a couple others. They were doing a fundraiser to help put the athletic center in at the high school. Okay. And it was literally out at the high school behind on a brutally hot, sunny day. And there were maybe 8 or 10 of us restaurants that had come. And it ended up being kind of an okay thing. It wasn't stunning like most first years of things that turn out to be, that have long legs. And it just kind of grew. I know the Galesburg Historic Society was the group that kind of shepherded this through the first decade or so, maybe a little bit more, until the Galesburg Business Association the Downtown Galesburg Business Association and the Hospitality Association picked up the reins and have taken it since.
Yeah. Did you ever envision it getting this big?
No. When we moved it from a Saturday, kind of all day, which had horrible participation by the restaurants, the group that I worked for had 4 of the 7 restaurants in it most years. Moving it to Thursday night, I was the one who fought against that. I was like, I understand we need to move. I think Thursday nights are horrible. I just don't think it's going to work. And the first year, I got slapped in the face hard with the reality of I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah,
I was wrong.
Crow bisque.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yum yum.
Craig, how long have you been involved?
I have been involved since 2015.
He might have the record for the longest run.
Yeah.
He and Debbie did it, and then he's done it the last couple of years, and I think he's got the record now for the longest tenure.
And you're going to just keep going forever, right?
Yes, he is.
Yes,
yeah.
I heard it here.
And actually, that is something that's a real issue. Craig is going to be stepping away. And so if you are somebody who loves this event or believes in Galesburg and loves to be in charge of several hundred thousand details with a group.
My wife is listening.
A group of, yeah. but also, whoever does it has to work well with others. I don't know if that keeps her in. Okay. I just threw you down the hill. And but we are looking for somebody ultimately to come in and take over lead of the board, who are all there. I mean, this is an event that is hundreds and hundreds of man hours, most of it in a brief 2 or 3 day period. It gets pretty intense, but it's something that it's not quite year round. I always say it's the equivalent of a month of full-time work crammed into about 2 weeks.
Right.
We're talking to Craig Boynton, Phil Dickinson about the 40th Taste of Galesburg this Thursday, downtown Galesburg. Guys, 28 restaurants this year.
I was
talking to Craig, and Phil both. That's a record, right?
Yep.
Yeah, by far.
So, why do you think it's more this year?
We've made some structural changes to the event. This is a tough time economically for all businesses. The event has always taken a portion of the sales, and that's our income for the event. We've changed our sponsorship structure, and to their credit, our longtime sponsors were wonderful and adapted to the increase. G&M Distributors, Adam was on the original committee with me and has been a sponsor every year, has stepped up this year to do the 40th anniversary music. So he was extra generous this year. But it's just really a process of just keeping going.
Yeah.
And moving forward every single year.
28, though, I mean, that's yeah. impressive. What did you have last year?
We had, I believe, 14. Yeah. It was down last year.
I thought
year.
It was 19. But it was low compared to, and we had a smaller footprint because of that construction that this year we get to use.
Yeah.
That's actually cool. And this is the farthest. We're going down, I think, to almost to Prairie Street.
Yeah.
And we'll need it.
Yeah. We'll talk about all the offerings that's going to be Thursday night, but let's talk about the menus. We got a few that we want to ask about. Of course, a bacon peanut butter slider, a fried strawberry cheesecake egg roll, and something called an exotic beast bratwurst. So who is pushing the envelope this year?
Fisk is one of the primary folks, Fisk Beer and Wine. Kelly and Sam are, not surprisingly, going to take it off-road and go a little distinctive, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
And what a perfect time to do it. You get a small sample size. They are pushing the boundaries. The exotic beast, I believe, is a mixture of bison and, please don't hold me to this, folks, elk.
Okay.
It is wonderful. It actually tastes, in my opinion, better than ground beef.
I can't ever remember having bison I didn't like. So.
Yeah, I can't even remember having bison before that. So, yeah, it was. It's neat to have those options.
Yeah.
And it gives everybody a chance to dip their toes in the water without having to jump in.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, you see the people that come to the taste.
Yeah.
People are coming because they want it. They want their favorite stuff. But other people are coming because let's let they our hair down it. And let's go beast.
That's a great, it's kind of like a county fair where some people go and they go to the exact same places every year and it's a ritual.
Yeah.
They actually have it all mapped out. Others come and, you know, and just want to, hey, what's cool? What's different?
Right.
You know, this is one of the things where 144 food items and food and drink items, you know, this is the year. When we first started, we had judges, and the judges tested everything.
Oh, man.
It was one category, go try it, and you ranked it. That was in the early days when there were, you know, 10 restaurants, whatever.
Right, right.
And they were miserable. You know, and I was joking with one of the long-term judges that, yeah, we're going back to the one category routine, and they're like, but wait, don't you have 140? I'm like, yeah, you might want not to take a big bite. It's a tough job, actually. It was miserable watching some of these folks kill themselves for, you know, during the event.
Yeah, so you're going to have a spicy jerk chicken taco with charred pineapple salsa. That sounds really good. And of course, you have some of your regulars, the bisque and the dessert crepes.
Yep,
but
yep.
As far as like, how do restaurants really decide what they're going to bring?
Well, I can only speak to us. For some places, I know they use this opportunity. Most restaurants view this as a community event and familiarity marketing, that you may not be aware of us and we want you to see what we have. Others will push the envelope, a la French rabbit sausage and truffle crostini.
Right.
You know, it's kind of one of those things where it's a chance to put out something that either you think will be of interest and that you're happy with. Like for us, we're doing carne asada bowl, which isn't on our menu, but with our Tuesday night grill nights, that's one of the recipes that always gets a great reaction. And so it's okay, let's pull that out in a more fair, friendly, you know, food festival friendly way.
Well, and for how about the Craig? How does the token system work?
Token systems are, so the event is cash only, so you're going to make sure that you get your cash before you come into the event. We have token booths set up at various locations. Once you get into the event, you can purchase tokens. Tokens are $1 a piece, and then you use those tokens at the various restaurants, and most of the items are between one token and six tokens.
Craig Boynton, Phil Dickinson joining us about the 40th Taste of Galesburg this Thursday, 4 to 10 on Simmons Street. Craig, kind of paint a picture of the footprint. 28 restaurants, it's bigger than ever. Kind of talk about where everything's going to be located.
Sure. So we go from, we're on Simmons Street, and we actually go from Seminary almost all the way down to Prairie now. Your restaurants are going to be located on Simmons Street and also in the Kensington parking lot along the Landmark side there. It's kind of our shady area where people like to sit anyway. We have a lot of tables and chairs there. And then on the parking lot that I refer to it as the Kohl's parking lot. Mm-hmm. It's a city parking lot. That will be a children's area. We will have bounce houses. Discovery Depot will be there with an activity. And then the Galesburg Art Center will be there also with the face painting. Mm-hmm. And then we will have also in the Kensington lot, Dan and Pippi will be performing. And then we have a beer garden in the newly renovated parking lot. And that will feature Neon Nova early. And then the Rhinestoners will be our feature band of the evening.
Yeah, we've never had three bands before. This is the first time. And again, thanks to G&M Distributors for helping us achieve that.
There's a small entry fee. And
$5.
It's $5, and then children 12 and under are for free.
Yep.
Do you have an issue with pets?
We do not prefer pets at the event.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not allowed for a large city enclosed or event like this. So
especially when food is the focus.
Yeah. So as much as we want you to have it, unfortunately, pets aren't an option at this event.
Yeah. We've mentioned the bounce houses, the face painting, everything that the bands and everything. You guys are veterans. You've been to the event many, many times from mm-hmm. the beginning. Mm-hmm. What kind of tips do you have for people? Their tips or tricks to the Taste of Galesburg? I mean, the only tip I can think of is don't eat lunch.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That is helpful. What I always say is, first of all, bring cash, because moving around to go out and get to the ATM. There is one right near the event at Old National Bank, literally outside the gate.
Yeah.
But bring cash. It helps to know specifically what you know you want to try. I mean, the menu's been out since Monday.
Yeah.
Is mark the things you know you want, and the numbers are on the map. You know where your places are. It's a 2-block-long event. It's going to be people-y. there's a good chunk of people. But the biggest tip I have is remember what it was like back before COVID forced everybody indoors and we were all locked away and you'd see somebody you hadn't seen in a year and you'd spend a half hour catching up and sharing what was going on in your life. That's, to me, the biggest part of this event is it's like watching, thousands of your neighbors catch up. And I love that.
Yeah.
And you've mentioned this, but an event like this doesn't happen without volunteers and a small army. Who do you want to thank for all the help that you're going to get from this?
All of them.
All of them. Yeah. we put up a sign up genius every year. So we have a little over 100 people that actually volunteer every year for the event. And then we also have groups that we come in and pay to help set up and tear down the event. So we have GHS Wrestling for setting up. The football team will be helping set up. The cheerleading team is actually new this year, and they're going to be doing the teardown this year.
Yeah, they are stepping into the fire.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we are pretty much just out of time. But of course. One more time, the 40th Taste of Galesburg, Thursday, July 16th, 4 to 10 p.m. on Simmons Street, downtown Galesburg. $5 get you in. Kids 12 and under are free. Cash only. Hit the ATM on your way in. Raffle tickets are $5 with a drawing at 7:15 on the main stage.
And you need not be present to win this year for the raffle tickets for the first time ever.
Yes. And of course, the raffle, of course,
you may have already won.
Help though benefit the United Way. Well, Craig and Phil, thanks a bunch, guys.
Of course.
Thank you.
Of course. Thanks for having us on.